But now we want to move on to a different lens on the continent. Africa is literally one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world, and now could be the best time to book your trip. We've got Keith Bellows, the editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler. He has a life's worth of experience on the continent, and here are some of his must-see recommendations.
South Africa, obviously, is a starter place, I guess. Botswana, Okavango Delta, truly a remarkable water landscape. Kenya, Zambia, where you're right on the border with Zimbabwe, and that's where Victoria Falls is, the greatest waterfall probably in the world.
I've crossed Victoria Falls from one side to the other.
And you've seen those people bungee jumping, no doubt.
Yeah, I was like, those crazy people.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. And in Tanzania, I mean, you've got Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. You've got Ngorongoro Crater. You've got the Serengeti Plains. It is a remarkable, remarkable galaxy of things to see and do.
Now, what about nations not to go to? There's always like that what not to wear column or what not to wear on, you know, in terms of going out at night. But what about what not to visit?
Well, and unfortunately, we hear about the what not to visits a lot more than the where to goes in the news. Alas, I was born in the Congo, and I hate to say this, but that is probably, you know, a place that you don't want to go. It's unstable. It doesn't have great infrastructure. It's one of the richest countries in Africa, potentially, but it is not, it's not what I would call your starter country. Liberia, Sierra Leone, a lot of unrest there. Those would be countries, I think, that you might better off be avoiding.
So there are a lot of things that people have to go through in order to get to Africa. I don't just mean the expense. I don't just mean the passports. I'm also talking occasionally about shots. Talk a little bit about health.
No question. I mean, you really have to be careful about this. You really need a proof of vaccination. If you're going to West Africa, you're talking about yellow fever, dengue. Pretty much most of Africa, you have to protect against malaria. So you're going to be taking larium. There's some other medicines that you can do. You've got to be a little bit aware of bilharzia, which is kind of a sleeping sickness disease that if you get into the, you know, still standing water in certain parts of Africa, it's possible that you could contract that. But I don't want to overdramatize this. I mean, these are precautions that you take. It's not like you get out of the, you know, the car, the plane, whatever, and boom, you're going to get a disease. You're not.
Now, what about the passport situation? You know, the government has moved to these new passports that have radio chips, RFID chips in them. But what about any regulations you should know about in terms of getting a passport or being able to leave the country?
My guiding principle here is if you think that you are going to leave the country for any reason, whether it's Africa or it's Jamaica, get on the passport situation right now, because no matter how complicated it is, it's going to be more complicated if you leave it to the last minute. Everybody who's listening to this, look at your passport, see when it's expiring. If it's within the next 6 months, get on it, renew it.
Give me a moment where something in your travels just transfixed you.
Well, I have two elephant stories. The first, probably when I was three, my family had a pet elephant in the backyard. I've never forgotten this.
What do you mean by a pet elephant?
Well, it was a little baby elephant who was basically our lawnmower. And the last time I was in Africa, my wife and I were charged by an elephant, a mother elephant, actually, and transfixed is a sort of relative word. We were transfixed for seconds and then running for our lives. We were in an open Jeep. We outraced her. We found safety and we thought we were completely in the clear. And then, boom, she came around a corner and there she was again. So that was fairly transfixing.
You had to let your heart rate settle down a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, for about 5 days.
Well, finally, and this may seem pedestrian, but what about packing? You know, some people may take their designer cases or their duffel bags and stuff them with every conceivable, you know, what should you really take when you're going to visit Africa, which of course has its cities, but going out of the cities?
Yeah, well, leave your Manolos at home. It's the basic stuff. Bring insect repellent, bring a hat, bring sunscreen, bush attire. And what I mean by that is tans, greens, no white. You do not want to attract or surprise the animals. You want to merge as much as possible into the environment. Sturdy footwear, always bring duct tape, something's ripping all the time, and binoculars and a camera. My presumption is that most people who go to Africa do want to spend time in the bush. You're perfectly acceptable in Cape Town restaurants and something that doesn't require a jacket and tie. I go with a backpack. I really keep my clothes and stuff to a minimum, and I assume a couple of pairs of jeans, three or four shirts, some T-shirts. That does it. And then warm clothing, because the safari drives in the morning, it's a very frosty experience.
Well, Keith Bellows, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Keith Bellows is editor-in-chief of National Geographic Traveler. Their annual Tours of a Lifetime issue comes out in October.